This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's holiday edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at physical exercise and gut dysfunction, NSAIDs and exercise-induced intestinal injury, and finally a story about the prevalence of abnormal hip findings in asymptomatic participants. For Health Beat, wishing everyone a safe and healthy holiday, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 389, recorded December 21st, 2012. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Physical exercise places high demands on the adaptive capacity of the human body. Strenuous physical performance increases the blood supply to active muscles, the cardiopulmonary system, and the skin to meet the altered demands for oxygen and nutrients. The redistribution of blood flow necessary for such an increased blood supply to the periphery significantly reduces blood flow to the gut, leading to hypoperfusion and gastrointestinal, known as GI compromise. The compromised GI system can have a negative impact on exercise performance and subsequent post-exercise recovery due to abdominal distress and impairments in the uptake of fluid, electrolytes, and nutrients. In addition, strenuous physical exercise leads to loss of epithelial integrity, which may give rise to increased intestinal permeability with bacterial translocation and inflammation. Ultimately, these effects can deteriorate post-exercise recovery and disrupt exercise training routines. A recent review published in the American Journal of Physiology, GI and Liver Physiology, provides an overview on the recent advances in our understanding of GI physiology and pathophysiology in relation to strenuous exercise. Various approaches to determine the impact of exercise on the individual's athlete's GI tract are discussed. In addition, the authors of the study elaborate on several promising components that could be exploited for preventive intervention. As always, discuss all health recommendations, including exercise recommendations, with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs, are commonly used by athletes to prevent anticipated exercise-induced pain, thereby putatively improving physical performance. However, these drugs may have potentially hazardous effects on the gastrointestinal mucosa, that's the GI mucosa, during strenuous physical exercise. The aim of a current study published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise was to determine the effect of oral ibuprofen administration before exercise on GI integrity and barrier function in healthy individuals. 9 healthy trained men were studied on 4 different occasions: 400 milligram ibuprofen twice before cycling, Second, cycling without ibuprofen. Third, 400 milligram ibuprofen twice at rest. And fourth, rest without ibuprofen taken. The study concluded that this is the first study to reveal that ibuprofen aggravates exercise-induced small intestinal injury and induces gut barrier dysfunction in healthy individuals. The authors of the study concluded that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug consumption by athletes is not harmless and should be discouraged. As always, discuss all medication usage with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. The prevalence of abnormal magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, findings in asymptomatic populations has yet to be determined. The purpose of a study published recently in the American Journal of Sports Medicine was to assess a cohort of asymptomatic people to determine the prevalence of hip lesions. 45 volunteers with no history of hip pain, symptoms, injury, or surgery were recruited for enrollment in this institutional review board-approved study. The subjects underwent a unilateral MRI scan with Siemens 3.0 Tesla scanner. The extremity side evaluated by MRI was alternated. The study concluded that magnetic resonance images of asymptomatic participants revealed abnormalities in 73% of hips, with labral tears being identified in 69% of the joints. A strong correlation was seen between participant age and early markers of cartilage degeneration, such as cartilage defects and subchondral cysts. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this a useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Defeat is not the worst of failures. Not to have tried is the true failure. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy holiday, this is Dr. Todd Eglow.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. I don't know, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. Like losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. Every whisper of every waking hour, I'm choosing my confessions. Try
trying to keep an eye on you, like a hurt, lost, and blinded fool. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. Consider this. Consider this. The hint of the century. Consider this. The slip that brought me to my knees failed. What if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now I've said too much. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you say, I think I thought I saw you try.
But that was just a dream. Oh,
that was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh, no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. But that was just a dream. You try and cry and fly and try. That was just a dream.
Just a dream. Just a dream,
dream.